was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now. Some reported airbursts that may have been an intercept of an incoming Scud missile. We're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off, and we've heard the outgoing roar of at least one Patriot missile. We've heard some sort of airburst. We can't tell where it was from where we are right now. We're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the air raid sirens are still going off around us. Can't see much of anything, and frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military restrictions from both the Saudis and the U.S.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Je suis un journaliste américain.
Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia.
Let me say hi.
There comes a time when you need to shut down the fear in your life by simply pulling back the curtain to see what it is that is actually perpetuating the fears.
To prove my point, let's use an example from the movie Wizard of Oz. Remember the scene when Dorothy, her little dog Toto, the straw man, Tin Man, and the lion were scared to death because they were standing in front of the wizard that was using fear to control them? But do you remember when Toto, the little nosy dog, went around and pulled the curtain back? Lo and behold, there was the little old man behind the curtain, controlling that big, scary face, and of course, using fear to control those four people.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain!
The far left leading state-run media has been caught red-handed time and time again for misreported facts, mischaracterizations, and outright lies in order to advance their socialist, un-American, and illegal agenda on the American people. Their purpose is to intimidate you with fear, hopelessness, and propaganda, to belittle you, to discourage you, and to deter you in hopes that you surrender to their every lie that they perpetuate.
But right now, I want to get to the situation in Iran. There are reports it may be getting much closer to a nuclear weapons capability. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog reports Iran has boosted production of high-grade enriched uranium, which could be used for a bomb, and is making suspicious changes to a key military base.
Let's take the little dog Toto. Pull back the curtain and show you what the state-run media does not want you to see. The media likes to play the race card in an attempt to divide and conquer the nation. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the last four decades don't have a knowledge of racism. That issue was overcome 40 years ago.
All right, let's go to NBC News now. Mm-hmm. They distorted Zimmerman's 911 call, and we're going to play the edited portion first. Then we're going to put in what they missed, which gives it an entirely different meaning. This is NBC News, Brent, and this is what they did at a time where emotions are running very high in this country. Watch this.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie.
This case drew national attention after 911 tapes were released from the night Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer, shot and killed Martin, an unarmed teenager.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to show you some video right now. Those that are listening to the radio and you're driving about through our affiliates throughout the country, you're going to hear the audio clearly. You'll understand perfectly as to what it is that we're sharing with you. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, 10 to 15 articles are posted every day by yours truly, Tim Brown, morning show host and also editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, from contributors across the country that are actually revealing, not concealing, revealing information that the mainstream media means to hide from you, okay? sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over there, check it out, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in one more time, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me just go over and just kind of rehearse a couple things that have been going on in your country and what it is that the mainstream media is distracting you from. I've shown you what's going on in Milan, Italy. I've shown you what's going on in Sweden. I've shown you what's going on in several countries around the world where now the illegals that have been lured into the country by their said treasonous representatives, friends, I've been showing you these videos for the very purpose that you might understand that the native populations in countries in Europe today, friends, are being overpopulated by the illegals that have been lured in. In other words, they're being dispossessed by the illegals. And this is an agenda, friends, a global agenda. We'll get to more of that hopefully in the up and coming hour, or we may be talking about it tomorrow when we put it all together. But we have been showing you this. And then what I did is I brought it over to what's going on in New York and showing you that video even now on sonsoflibertymedia.com and how they're being lined up, how they're continuously being lured into America by your said governors that are committing the act of treason. And people, for some reason or another, think, again, they're distracted to just go ahead and pay attention to the branches rather than laying to the axe concerning the root of the tree, responsible party comes into play here. And everybody's looking at the illegals, which, yes, it must be dealt with. But the bottom line is, friends, you have to deal with those that are committing the act of treason. Going fast forward, I highlighted yesterday how Abbott and the people in Texas are crying out to the American people, trying to get you to open up your ears concerning who Greg Abbott is. Another one that is sold out to making Israel great again, a Zionist, which is just another global front for another political gang playing the victim. Well, they perpetuate the crime, period. Nothing more, nothing less. With that, in Texas, can anyone give me a good explanation for why Texas just made March 23rd Pakistan Day? Is it true that they mean to conquer the country? Well, just that's all you have to do, friends, is just ask them the question. They'll tell you that they mean to conquer. And again, friends, we've highlighted this information over and over and over again. You know what's even crazier? Is when the American people don't pay attention to the details. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that when you look at, I'm going to give you a scenario here in just a moment. When you look at the less than 11% approval rating from their said representatives, they allow them to remain, not for one decade, not for two decades, not for three decades, but for four decades in some cases. And they wonder why their country is going to hell in a handbasket, because the good people in America are allowing the evil to prevail. But I'm here to tell you that good men do not allow evil to prevail. They're not good men. They're wicked men. They know what they should do, but they do it not in the face of God. What do you think is going to be the fruit or the resolve of such a course taken? I mean, it's absolutely embarrassing. The reason I'm saying that is a less than 11% approval rating in government that has created these 87 agencies, all unconstitutional. That less than 11% approval rating is arming those unconstitutional agencies at the people in this country. Now, I'm going to give you an example really quick. We're still talking about the same thing because I'm going to play two different pieces for you, and then we're going to change topics because the topics are bleeding together, and we're going to hopefully tie it together and dovetail it by the end of the show today. Do you guys all remember when the 11 children that were rescued from a compound, as a matter of fact, I talked to the sheriff, we had him on the radio program, but the 11 children were rescued from a compound in New Mexico, which was being run by an armed Muslim extremist. Authorities found that all the children living in the deplorable living conditions after raiding the property, looking specifically for a three-year-old boy. It's also, and it also was being reported that they were training up children for, guess what, friends, in America, school shootings. They were raising up their children to commit jihad in public schools. Guess who's working for those that want to bring jihad into public schools? The ones that you're afraid of that have no constitutional standing. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the likes of the ACLU, who said the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have a lawful standing to attack we the people. Folks, the devil's tying the tails. And if you're not going to pay attention to it, folks, this is what's going to happen. They're going to continuously breed. Also, remember in that particular case that I just highlighted, friends, when the FBI was sent in to raid that compound, which they already knew was there, they found a little three-year-old boy dead, and they found tunnels throughout the ground that these Muslims were creating to transport people in and out of. Now, I think it's important for everybody to understand that the FBI, when it was exposed through national media, those that were willing to tell you what the mainstream media and their useful idiots were not willing to tell you, it was interesting. Take note, friends, that when we had the sheriff on from this scenario that took place in New Mexico, he had told us that the FBI covered up all evidence of that compound being there in New Mexico. Why is it that with a less than 11% approval rating, why would these agencies who promised to uphold the Constitution, why would they take heed to those that have less than 11% approval rating? Because they're acting outside of their scope of authority, aren't they? Yeah. You never delegated that authority to them, did you? No. Isn't it interesting who they're warring against, friends, and the crimes that they're willing to cover up for? Yep. Those that have a less than 11% approval rating, that's who they're working for. You best wake up. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Folks, I want to go back to 2009 because I think there's a lot of people that have forgotten what's going on here in this country. There was a time where CIA operative, he was born into it, and I'm talking about Anderson Cooper, who loves another man, a sodomite, who's backwards. He's an abomination before God, Leviticus 18:22. But I got to give him at least the truth, because you'll notice every once in a while the devil will blurt the truth out in his confusion, because there is no gainsay or wisdom against the word of God, nor can a man ever give counsel against my father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to go back to 2009. This is Anderson Cooper, and I want you to listen carefully, because this was going on in America, okay? And it goes back to what we've been highlighting over the last couple days, because right now, as we speak, said governors are continuously alluring these illegals into this country, and the American people have not taken responsibility by dealing with the corrupt governors and mayors. So therefore, it's going to continue. We're being flooded. We're being invaded. We're being dispossessed, just like the Lord said that we would be. And in the process of doing so, friends, that horn And that megaphone has been up to the mouth of the faithfuls for a long time. It just happened to come from CNN back in 2009. And I think you need to hear it because, again, in case you didn't get the memo, here it is again as a reminder.
In the carnage, they call themselves the Revolution Muslim.
In America.
Today on their website, they called the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, an officer and a gentleman. They said, quote, "We love you." At the same time, they call the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, eternal hellfire. These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight, out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their message.
I just want to stop right there and clarify what he said there in his confusion. You're not a terrorist, according to the definition, and an American. Okay, that would be treason, Article 3, Section 3, 8 U.S. Code 1324. Okay, make reference, go check it out, cross-check everything I'm telling you. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. Subversives do not have lawful rights in this country because the Lord did not give them the right to do the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We have the law in all of our state statutes throughout the United States of America. Subversives, again, do not have a right to be subversive in America. And that includes freedom of speech. Again, what's happened is the people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they haven't taken the time to know the difference. Hosea 4:6, and this is what they're going to get. So if you didn't know what I just told you, this is why people are confused, because Anderson Cooper is confused. But again, let's let him say on.
Just a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. Drew Griffin of CNN Special Investigations
2009.
Has this Uncovering America report.
For 2009. 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here.
Now, what he's going to do, just so you know, there's something called taqiyya. That means they can lie for their cause. That's what he's doing here.
Against the violence that right now sweeps many Muslim countries. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about friendship.
Islam is peace is according to what they call a caliphate or a jihad. Okay, peace to them is meeting or people meeting on their terms. Okay, not on the Lord's. Okay, so when he's saying peace, it's not God's peace. It's the devil's peace. Just so you know.
Friendship. Islam opposes any kind of hatred against anybody.
Nonsense.
These are the brothers.
The Quran's filled with it.
Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside New York's 96th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between secularism, and that you see Obama as the enemy he really is. That you see the United States as the enemy it really is.
Youssef Al-Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam, and Yunus Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate. And if
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If people would go back to the forefathers and see what it is that they've established, in the pain, the suffering, the sacrifice that was given from our forefathers to establish what it is that we have today, 248 years later, if you don't like it, then leave. Folks, maybe we should take a large donation and start getting one-way tickets to these people that hate America so much. You know, I got to say this on the other hand, some of the stuff that these guys are saying is absolutely true. But what they have pushing them behind them is not in righteousness. It's an unrighteousness. And I know that some people are probably getting confused by that. But again, if they would take the time to know the Torah and to know the Constitution and its enumerated laws, they would understand perfectly as to what the truth of the matter is. There is righteousness and there's unrighteousness, and you need to make distinction. Ezekiel 44:23. I'm going to continue on talking about homegrown hate.
Now, you, as a disbeliever,
2009.
Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion like
this is the religion of peace that Imam was talking about. This guy's telling you the truth. We're commanded by Allah, said he, to terrorize you Americans.
Commanded to terrorize the disbelievers.
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Torhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded.
It's a terrorizing.
Terrorize.
Doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what you're. I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
See, what he was talking about is Iraqi war. So in truth, what he just said there was absolutely right, but his foundation is completely off base.
Is that jihadist version of Islam, which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified, that the attack of 9/11 was also justified, and then an attack on almost any American is justified.
Americans will always be a target and a legitimate target until America changes its nature in the international arena.
In separate and disturbing interview.
Okay, so let me just stop right there really quick. So what he said again is right, but his fundamental basis for why he's saying it and his foundation is completely off. Okay? What he's saying about American politicians and what the people in this country have allowed their politicians to do to other countries, he's right. Matter of fact, Americans, you might want to take note that you're hated by other countries because of what you have allowed politicians to do to innocent nations, like that of Iraq. Don't ask me. Ask George W. Bush, the one that kept promoting the war until they went over and stole their resources, came back and said, oops, my bad. We played the video several times here. Oh, we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. That was a mistake. 1 million Iraqis, innocent Iraqis, were murdered. Halliburton stole their oil. So what this guy is saying, once again, is exactly right. But again, fundamentally, where he's got his feet is the problem that we're having in this country.
Both look to one man as the true
living
model of Islam.
2009.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, by the way, again, giving you a breakdown. If you go to the Middle East and talk about Osama bin Laden, they will tell you that he is an enemy that's been created by the CIA. Okay? What is one of the things that the mainstream media continuously does, friends? What are they trying to do with Iran right now? They're trying to cast into your mind that they may have a bomb and we need to go use our military to do the biddings of modern-day Rothschild Israel to attack them and to demolish them and eradicate them from the face of the earth. How do they always do it? They have to convince you that we got to go deal with those madmen. Well, the madmen, friends, are the fact that your politicians are not only compromised, but their handlers are the ones that are trying to overthrow these nations with the use of the CIA to destabilize countries so they can implement new governments. Do you understand? These people are used as political battering rams to upend who we are as a people. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, and this kid right here, he's angry because of what the government's been allowed to do to other countries, and that's right, okay? Hey, guys, one thing you need to understand is you better make sure that you're on the right side and understand, like Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him, it doesn't matter if I'm on his side, I want to make sure that he's on my side. That's what I'm saying here. You better make sure that you know the word enough that you're on the right side of these issues that are being created by the mainstream media who mean to create war. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, "Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, "Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget."
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Henrietta, I was right over in that area, by the way.
In part. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, I'm just trying to tell you and convey to you right now that 50 years ago, you'd have called me a conspiracy theorist. But the fact of the matter is, if you take time to look at history and found it upon the Word of God that warns us of conspiracy, which is in there quite a few times, Jeremiah 11:9, you'd be wiser than what you really are. You don't believe the media, yet when they tell you it's a theory, you believe the media. When in fact a conspiracy is behind it, and the media is right there to play the accomplice by attempting to cover for the crimes of the conspirators. I mean, come on, folks. Hey, folks, I've run out of conspiracy theories. Give me some more, because they've all come true. That's where we're at today. You're name-calling name-calling and scoffing and mocking and laughing at people that have been trying to warn you of what you're becoming today is now your reality. The joke is on you, not on the people. 281, or I'm sorry, on the people that were faithful witnesses to deliver souls. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and play another video for you. That was in 2009 from CNN. Now I'm going to go over to Sean Hannity before he got all weirded out by promoting men dressed as women, giving them a nod for the gubernatorial candidacy, namely Bruce Jenner, who he sat there for an hour on Fox News calling Caitlyn. When people respected Sean, I'm going to go back to 2009. That was the point that I wanted to make. But going back to 2009, I want you to see and understand that what would have been considered a conspiracy theory. And let me remind you in there, and let me just break that right in half. I'll take a breath. You need to understand what I'm going to show to you and what I'm going to reveal to you through audio right now is not happening alone in the Middle East. What I'm doing over the last couple days is I'm bringing it right to your front door, just like the Lord said, if you fail to deal with evil, this is what's going to happen. Okay? Amos 6:3. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7 as well. It's going to come to your front door if you leave off justice that guards our liberties. Okay? I'm going to play this for you. This is Sean Hannity talking about 35 jihadi camps here in America in 2009. All of these illegals that have been allured into your country over the last 5 and 6 years, it's been going on longer than that, but over the last 5 and 6 years that you've known of, you do need to understand that this is gas on the fire. So the 35 jihadi camps that we had back in 2009, it's multiplied big time. We had John Guandolo, a former FBI agent that equates their mosques to military underbellies. Concerning those mosques, their military bases, and there's a reason for that. And I think in Europe right now, they're beginning to take note as to what guys like me have been trying to tell them as they're being overthrown right now. Listen carefully, Americans. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. This is Sean Hannity in 2009, America.
Responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America. It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at Grand Group University offices in upstate New York.
It's kind of hard to make out what he's talking about. He's talking about the camps in New York, Canada, South Carolina, Pakistan.
Wherever we are, you can reach us.
The tape goes on to teach Ghulani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies,
in America,
guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping,
not in the Middle East, in America,
setting off explosives. Ghulani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghulani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar, and you're a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either
in America.
Bullet holes.
I want to make sure you understand
remains,
this is in
why
America.
These communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident? And Martin Moyer now joins us. 35
I'm going to just play a minute of this for you.
In the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghulani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina to the West Coast, Seattle, Washington.
Can I ask you all something? What I was saying during the offset, during the first segment, Congress has less than 11% approval rating. This is in 2009, 8 years after September 11th. Wasn't the Department of Homeland set up for the very purpose, at least that's how they sold it to us, as protecting our borders? But yet 8 years later, they're finding 35 jihadi camps in America. Are you going to suggest to me, friends, that your said representative government doesn't know that this is going on in the United States of America? What does this equal? It equals compromised scoundrels in the halls of government that are doing what they're told, because if they're not, they're going to be ousted. That's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this is. This guy, Martin Moyer, right here, is explaining to Sean Hannity in 2009 how they are flourishing in America over 35 jihadi camps. Now, let me go fast forward really quick. We know Barack Hussein Obama's a foreigner. That's a fact. We also know he's a sodomite. That's a fact. Okay? With that, he gave the American people the finger 1,163 different times when he was allowed to transgress the Constitution. Here, let me say it this way. As he was allowed to desecrate the blood of our veterans that fought, bled, and died to give us the privilege to live in a free country, and the American people let him do it. Now, we also understood that every step of the way, what Barack Obama said on the way in, when he got into office, he turned on the American people instantly. And that went on for 8 years, all by design. You were being tested, Americans, judges three, and you failed the test. Instead of dealing with this corruption, you allowed him to do it. And what was he doing? Inside of the People's White House, he was what? He was celebrating Ramadan. Okay? Let's go fast forward to none other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden, we all know, was taking orders from the likes of course, Barack Hussein Obama, running out his third term through that empty, soulless devil, Joe Biden. Okay, we all know that. That's a fact. Okay, go fast forward to Donald Trump, then Joe Biden. Donald Trump aided, and yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that Donald Trump gave three times more. Highlighted Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, very well respected. He was the only one to tell the American people that Donald Trump tripled the support of Muslim organizations in America during his term. Just want to make clear that you all understand, and if you still got your blinders on and you still haven't caught on to the game that you're a pawn on their board, I'm doing my best, friends. I'm doing my best. But you need to understand this was never dealt with. And I've given this to you before. And again, when you look at the word terrorism, it is what? The definition of terrorism, Oxford's English Dictionary, the definition, the original definition, is government by intimidation. And nobody wanted to listen to the father of the Constitution, James Madison, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Hey, folks. Who's been under attack since September 11, 2001? More than you. Nobody. Hey, folks, these said Muslims that are attacking you, and I'm talking about the likes of Obama or Osama bin Laden. What's the difference, right? What you need to understand is nobody could have gained more from the September 11th attacks more than your government. In every step of the way, you are the government, your representatives have taken advantage. It was up in the wings. I just want to reiterate one more point. After September 11th at 3:30 a.m., not one person, not one said representative read the Patriot Act before they signed it. It was pushed on them at 3:30 in the morning. I mean, does anybody see the error of their ways by not seeing right through the very reason why they would push this through at 3:30 in the morning? And again, just ask the question, who gains from it? Wasn't it George Bush's dad that continuously said, out of chaos, out of chaos, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? That's right. That's exactly right. One more point from yesterday. Don't forget, Adolf Hitler, who was loved by his people, the evangelicals brought him to power, created something called Fatherland Security, after they used an individual to attack their own Reichstag, only to blame their political opposition and create war. Is anybody learning anything from history? We're supposed to study the past. And furthermore, as we do that, we're supposed to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Folks, so what's going on in your country? It's not just happening over in other countries. You are right now being invaded, and you have jihadi camps throughout the United States of America, and nobody's standing against it? Wow. Nope. You're distracted. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean.
Yes, sir.
For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, on live chat right now, I just posted the videos for you on the bottom right comments. It's interesting because I just went over to we've been dealing with Rumble over the last week, friends, and they're just stonewalling us is what they're doing, and it's a paid platform. But what's interesting, I just pasted it to the comment section, and in the process of doing so, it said I posted that comment already. Well, the truth of the matter is, no, I didn't. In other words, they won't let me post it. They don't want you seeing these videos, friends, okay? And I don't care what they want you to see. I want you to see what it is that they mean to withhold from your eyes. And you need to take those articles and those videos and you need to share them, because out of their own mouth, folks, they've already told you what you are up against in this country. Okay? Let me go back to a famous preacher, John Wesley. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, Thomas Jefferson completely blocked them out. You ever heard of the Leathernecks, friends? The Leathernecks are those that were dealing with those that meant to decapitate them. Okay, that's what they were warned against. Thomas Jefferson warned against what you're tolerating today. Okay, John Wesley goes back 100 years before him and says, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations. Okay, rendering and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth. Don't be afraid of this, friends. That the number cities are raised from the foundation and only their names remaining, that many countries which were once as the wilderness and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth, such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. Do you hear that? 281-845-4704. 35 jihadi camps in America in 2009. What do you think it's been grown up to now? What do you think conglomerately? What do you think it's become in number? You all understand that the majority of those men coming across that are being lured into America, they're military age men. And you can go ahead and mark my words, friends. Just one day, the government's going to get up, the said representative government, the limited representatives in the halls of government are going to stand up and they're going to go along with doing what they're told to do by their handlers because that's what they have. They're told what to do because they're compromised scoundrels. One day they're going to get up on TV and they're going to say, we don't understand, but now they've colonized and somehow or another they've aggrandized military arms to use against the people in this country. Mark my words, because it's exactly what the CIA is guilty of and doing in other countries. I was preaching at a church in South Carolina at a college, Rick Joyner's church, as a matter of fact. And interestingly enough, I went into a room and there was a missionary meeting. There's about 100 people in there. And one guy was up there talking right when I first walked in. And he was talking about how he was in the Middle East and he's seen the CIA with his own eyes arming what you've been told is the Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Just want to make clear that you all understand what you're dealing with here. And it's what the Lord said he would do. You're not going to get away from that. Now, I want to go over and show you something really quick. This new administration has appointed an anti-gunner, none other than a woman that has no business being there whatsoever, named Pam Bondi, the head of the Attorney General's office, and somehow or another, Americans, I want you to pay attention to this. This new administration promises to come in and do the job in bringing forth justice. Now, before you listen to and before you watch what I'm going to show you and play for you, I want you to listen to the tone of her voice, and I want you to listen to who they're zeroing in at and on. Because she's not talking about all of those Epstein files, those that were participants in committing the act of pedophiles on Epstein Island, who is part of the Mossad, by the way. I wish people would put two and two together, who was very good friends with Donald Trump. And somehow or another, when these Epstein files were released, you know whose names were redacted, friends? You got it. And yet you can go online and find 1,000 pictures of him with Epstein. And not just Epstein, but also P. Diddy, who's also being accused of the same crimes that Epstein was accused of. None of those, they're not talking about bringing justice upon their heads. They're not talking about bringing justice upon the State Department, who's known for trafficking children through the CPS in the United States of America. Number one trafficker, by the way. Okay, I'm not going to play stupid with you. Okay. They're not talking about bringing justice to them. They're not talking about bringing justice to those that attack who we are as a people. They're not talking about bringing justice to those that are committing abominable acts concerning the corruption in the Supreme Court or in the executive branch, not the judicial branch. Folks, are you beginning to follow me? Are you beginning to follow me, friends, that they're not bringing justice the way they promised to bring justice? Remember they said they were going to, remember Donald said he was going to drain the swamp? None of what Pam Bondi has to say here has to do with any of the criminals that are guilty. It's always aimed at their political opposition. Okay? They're protecting now. Oh, if you didn't see Netanyahu, and we'll probably get to this tomorrow, but Netanyahu, his real name's Milakowski, if you didn't know that. He's a con man. He's wanted for wars against humanity, genocide. He was impeached by his people. He's put up like he's some god to the American church, and the American church, not knowing the word of God, are following right behind the scoundrel they put back into the people's White House that's responsible for genociding people through what he calls himself is the father of the vaccine. This is how obviously I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed for people. I really truly am. I truly am. But what I wanted to say here, friends, it's interesting that she's not talking about bringing justice upon the heads of those, even going back to the father of the vaccine, to the Anthony Fauci's, to these agencies that have been used to basically force people into taking a bioweapon that has now murdered them or left them maimed. And you're seeing, by the way, in the courts today, the judges will not prosecute big pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt back in 2015. You understand? And none of that law enforcement's aimed at any of the obvious. Folks, as I said before, isn't it interesting? Their law enforcement's always aimed at what their political opposition, but they have to subvert the meaning because they know that the law's not there to back them up. So what they have to do is they have to change public opinion by getting them to talk just like the ones that are teaching them to parrot their nonsense through the CIA Mockingbird media. Okay, again, I just want you to understand, this isn't about draining the swamp. This is all aimed at the end of the day at Christians, just like scripture tells us. Because while she's trying to convince you that she's going after the bad guys in this country, she's talking about Tesla here. She's defending Tesla, and I was bringing up the point that Bibi Netanyahu, that's his little pal name, isn't it interesting that he said on video, and I just seen it 2 days ago, where he said to Elon Musk, with tongue in cheek, smiling and laughing about it, he said to him, well, we know that you're the president of Elon Musk. And that Donald Trump is basically a stand-in. Do you guys see this video yet? I better play this video for you really quick so you can understand that at the end of the day, this modern-day Israel, as I told you, is not the Israel of God. They're trying to change scriptures, number one, that basically point the finger back at those that are responsible for crucifying the Christ. Same spirit of Antichrist at work today. But you need to understand that they're trying to incriminate people to speak out against anything that they're seeing. I'm here to tell you it's all across the boards. They've lost the narrative. But listen to Pam Bondi. I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say here and who it's aimed at, okay? This is the Tesla issue.
I've made it clear if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you.
Not against those that have committed the act of treason, friends, by alluring illegals into the country. Has nothing to do with that, friends. It's these created political enemies that they have created in the minds of the American people that they're going after. But you better rest assured that at the end of the day, it's aimed at law-abiding Christian patriot conservatives. Mark my words.
And put you behind bars. Today, I am proud to announce that the Department of Justice has unsealed federal charges against another Tesla attacker. We've charged Cooper Frederick in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership that occurred on March 7th in Loveland, Colorado.
I'll play it out.
All of these cases are a serious threat to public safety.
Yeah, it's all a threat to public safety. I'll be right back. Hey, talk to you guys tomorrow. I got you for 2 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya. Hey, folks, notice this isn't aimed at those that are responsible for crimes. What I was saying during the end of the last segment there, it's always aimed at innocent people that don't go along with their political agenda. I just want to reiterate the point. This is not aimed at those names that have been caught up in the files with Epstein or Diddy. Not those that have been sex trafficking children. This isn't aimed at the governors and mayors that have allured the illegals into America. This is all being done through distraction. This is all being aimed at the American people that don't agree with them. So what do? They create a scenario just like this one with Tesla. He's a Satanist, by the way. If you don't know anything about Elon Musk, you probably just need to open your eyes for 2 seconds. Go online. Look at his Halloween uniform. The guy is a madman. He's goofy. Look at his mother. Look at the occultic way that he was raised up. Look at his breeder. Her name is Grimes. Look at all the wives that he's had. And he wants to go create another city on Mars? That's where he's at. Folks, that's never going to happen because there's limitations with God. There's radio circulars around the earth that you cannot penetrate. Okay? Hey, folks, they want to go and make Mars hell now, the way that they've done it here in America. No. And again, I don't want to just point at them. I want to point my finger at the people that tolerate them. The man is out of his mind. He is a madman. Just so you know this. But let's listen to the rest of Pam Bondi. Hey, folks, it's always a distraction. And now, again, they're talking about enforcing the law, and we mean what we say if you dare touch any of those Tesla cars. Hey, did you also know, friends, that the Tesla cars, they can't even sell them anymore? I wonder if this isn't a big scam, just like what they did with the two towers on September 11th when Silverstein went out and got what? He got an insurance plan for the two buildings shortly before the two buildings fell, and he made billions of dollars off it. I wonder if this isn't Tesla realizing that their car's a piece of junk. And again, if you don't know, they're sitting in car dealerships all over the country because nobody wants them. Why? Because they self-combust. Matter of fact, there's much to do out there concerning the Tesla cars that they will start on fire, self-combust, as I said, on the dealership lots. And again, people are catching on. That's why people quit buying them. And so what they might be doing is stirring up political opposition to go after Tesla so they can collect on the insurance rates. We'll see what happens. I'm not saying that's an absolute, but I'm telling you it's a very probable in so many different ways. But again, who are they attacking? Their political opposition, the ones they've created. Nothing to do with bringing justice to the guilty party in the halls of government or the unconstitutional agencies that have been established. Americans didn't learn the first time around, so now we're going to go with round two. And now what we're going to do is we're even going to try to make sure that Donald Trump stays in for a third term, unconstitutional, but the people in this country have already put him on a plateau, which, by the way, I believe is shaking in a big way right now because people are beginning to question, wait a second, what is this allegiance? What is with these Zionists that are making allegiance throughout the board and his administration to Israel and making Israel again? Okay? Let's listen to the rest of this, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Four, there will be no negotiating. We are seeking 20 years in prison. The crime was committed in Colorado.
Dangerous
and thanks
lady.
To the great investigative work by the FBI, the defendant was arrested in Plano, Texas. Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's the name of my ministry, Numbers 3223. That's what we did across the high school assembly programs in the United States. You know, the last guy to say that was George Bush right after the two towers fell. And he was talking about the terrorists that somehow or another were all delivered up a day later. Fastest investigation known in the history of mankind. And what's interesting about it, after September 11th, they didn't even know who to attack. Just ask General Wesley Clark. They didn't know who to attack. Nope, they had to respond really quick before people started looking into what was going on. And I suspect that that was probably going on because 50% of the New Yorkers looked to the government and their fingerprints all over what just took place there in New York on September 11, 2001. 50% of the people of the city rose up in protest against your government, not a third world government. It was against your government, friends, your representatives. Matter of fact, when I was there, we were doing an event in Pennsylvania a couple years ago, and I just randomly asked, like I quite oftenly I do, I asked the question to one of the waiters. I said, hey, I got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, so September 11th, who was responsible for that? Didn't even get it out of my mouth. He said, our government did that. How do you know? Because they gained from that. Who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit? The man that's now burning in hell, who wish he had an opportunity to make different decisions when he had time to do so, named George W. or George Bush Sr. One of the most wicked man and wicked men in the history of this country. Matter of fact, the CIA and the FBI whistleblowers used to say that he was the evilest man alive. But because he said he was a Christian, the church stood behind him to their own demise. Let's finish this and then we're going to be done with it.
Justice is coming.
Yep. Hey, that justice that she's talking about in this particular case, it may be justice. But why is that justice never applied to the guilty within the halls of government? Where is that drain in the swamp, Americans? Tomorrow, I'm going to put it all together for you. I'll do it as quickly as possible. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. And I'm going to play you people that are demanding justice in the face of this little dog and pony show through the clowns in the circus of politics that where they're trying to get you to believe that they're doing the job. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes to understand that this is aimed at Americans. And don't doubt what I'm telling you. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours.